pay raises for elected officials have been revised. Some tribal nations filed a lawsuit over hunting rights and details on a settlement in a dental fraud case. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, November 19th. I'm Deborah Shar. The state commissions that determine salaries for members of the legislature and other statewide elected officials have reversed a vote to raise certain salaries. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has details on Tuesday's emergency meeting.
The move to clear the slate and revise salaries for both legislators and statewide office holders comes amidst the compensation commissions facing public backlash for previous raises they approved of up to $250,000. Mike Reynolds is a South Oklahoma City resident and a former Republican State House member. He spoke during the public comment portion of the meeting.
Public service was once considered exactly that, public service, not a career path. If money has become the motive, you're motivating the wrong people.
Another written comment submitted for the record took issue with lawmakers seeing pay bumps, while the state minimum wage remains at $7.25. By the end, the commission approved a pay raise for legislators of $7,400 and lowered the previous raises for many statewide elected officials. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
The state superintendent will now see a $50,000 raise instead of the $250,000 the commission previously approved. That keeps the governor at the top of the state pay scale. Three tribal nations are suing Governor Kevin Stitt, a special prosecutor he appointed, and officials from the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation. Sarah Lisi reports, the tribes say those state officials violated federal law by depriving their citizens of treaty rights to hunt and fish.
The Chickasaw, Choctaw, and Cherokee nations have filed a federal lawsuit against Stitt, three ODWC officials, and Special Prosecutor Russ Cochran. The tribes argue federal law prohibits state officials from interfering with tribal citizens who hunt in Indian country. It is their treaty right. But Stitt argues that tribal citizens are overstepping without a compact and should purchase a hunting or fishing license whether they're on their respective reservations or not. Attorney General Gettner Drummond has thrown his support behind tribal citizens to fish and hunt. But ultimately, it will be up to a federal judge. The tribes want the ODWC's new policy paused until the case is decided. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation Commission announced it will have a special meeting Friday morning in the wake of the lawsuit being filed. City planners and utilities officials are bracing for increased energy demand from massive data centers proposed in Oklahoma. Grayson Wheeler has details.
Data centers can use up to the same amount of electricity as 60,000 homes. Oklahoma City Planning Director Jeff Butler says that means city officials don't want new data centers to stand in the way of attracting new employers to the city due to a lack of power.
Yeah, even one data center, one of these large hyperscale data centers can really consume so much power that you start to risk not having sufficient power for other future economic development needs.
OG&E is considering special tariffs on high-demand users like data centers, according to a spokesperson's presentation at an OKC Planning Commission study session. The utility is also working on special contracts with developers that require them to pay for extra power generation or transmission they might need. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
An Oklahoma dental provider has agreed to pay more than $500,000 to settle allegations it defrauded SoonerCare over 2 years. KGOU's Hannah France has more.
Red Dirt Orthodontics will pay a total of $583,090 to resolve allegations it violated the False Claims Act by improperly billing SoonerCare, Oklahoma's Medicaid program, for orthodontic services between 2022 and 2024. An investigation by the Oklahoma Attorney General's Office Medicaid Fraud Control Unit found the provider submitted claims for payment that falsely identified an orthodontist with credentials from the Oklahoma Health Care Authority as providing services, when the services were actually rendered by an orthodontist without those credentials. This orthodontist was also not authorized to submit claims to SoonerCare. This follows a group of Oklahoma pharmacies agreeing to pay more than $150,000 late last month to settle False Claims Act allegations stemming from another Medicaid Fraud Control Unit investigation, which found hundreds of unauthorized over-the-counter COVID-19 tests. I'm Hannah France.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.